Just because I live in an apartment in Double Bay doesn't mean I forget where I come from. I'll always be a Westie. Five. Western suburbs, that is. I'm a Cairn Terrier cross. For the record, my name is actually Boney. B like ball, and well, bone. But for whatever reason, my new people can't get it. They call me Tony, with a T for Terrier. I thought she might have a speech impediment, but then she says things like, bad boy, and where's the ball, and do you want breakfast? Sometimes they throw a whole list of names at me. Tony, Boney, Maroney. And then other times, Tony Two Names. Do they have any idea how confusing that is? They wonder why I don't always come back when they call me. Sometimes I will be hot on the trail of a possum scent, focused and in the zone, and then all of a sudden, yikes! One of them is grabbing me out of the bushes. I get the scolding, yet they're the numpties who A, can't say my name right, and B, don't seem to understand that I was born to hunt small prey. Chasing the odd cockroach or fly in the apartment can only satisfy the urge so much. Admittedly, the woman and I make a pretty good hunting pack. I'll spot the roach, see it run under the armchair, and give her the signal. She's a quick learner. She then lifts the chair, and I go in for the kill. She yells at me not to eat it, and I'm like, lady, you don't need to worry. I'm not gonna eat it. That would be disgusting. I'm just gonna give it a little death shake, and then she picks it up. And it's at that point that she says, good boy. So, bees are not an issue. Whatever it is, I feel like they are trying to erase a part of me. Make me more posh. Just because I live in an apartment in Double Bay doesn't mean I forget where I come from. I'll always be a Westie. Western suburbs, that is. I'm a Cairn Terrier cross.